Michigan's Upper Peninsula is my home and Escanaba is my hometown. I'm Craig Warple. Hometown Escanaba connects with the people, activities, and newsmakers of Escanaba and the UP. Join us for more interviews at hometownescanaba.com. Now, let's find out what's going on. Joining us this morning are Eric Buckman, Gladstone City Manager, and Brad Mantilla, Gladstone City Commissioner. Thank you guys so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks for having us back.
Well, we have snow in the forecast, but you're telling me the ski hill is going to be closed.
It is done for the season. So we've tried and tried a couple of attempts to keep it open. And with the winter that wasn't, it is going to be shut down for the season.
Eric, how big a struggle was this?
Well, we even got some new snowmaking equipment and did some modification to the old stuff so we could make more. And we had the hill ready twice, and we lost it both times. So,
what do you mean by losing it?
We lost it.
You make it because of the snow? You were making snow?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we need the temperature to be down in the 20s to make snow. But then when it gets up to 35 and it's sunny in the daytime, that good portion of the hill has southerly exposure. So it just went down the hill as water. So,
how big of a blow is this for Gladstone?
We're going to offer the people that had season passes, we're going to pass them on to next year. Luckily, not having the labor balances out somewhat. The ski hill has always been an expense. So I think budget-wise, we won't even see how it affects the general fund. If anything, we might come out a little better, but that's not what we're about when it comes to recreation. We'd rather have the hill open.
You were making plans to renovate or upgrade the chalet, right? Does that affect that at all? Or
that is on the rec plans list. We're looking at different options of doing that. We've had some private people looking at a private public type option for renovating it, and but there's no solid plans yet.
Okay, so the bad winter here isn't affecting anything with
no,
that?
No, we'll be looking for grant dollars when that does get renovated.
Mm-hmm. How about other winter activities? Obviously, ice fishing is certainly impacted, although they are fishing out on the bay by Gladstone.
Yep, I see they're still fishing out off of Kipling on the north side of the point. Again, yeah, if you don't know the lake out there, you should just stay right off it. I know the points by the point by the 10th Street dock and the pram docks point, that's all open water now. So it's down considerably. I walk around Saunders Point usually about five times a week, and it was getting scary. We'd get people from out of town that'd be walking straight out to go fishing in between two bodies of open water, and I'm glad nobody, although our volunteers have had four ice rescues this year, so
they have
participated in four.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of them was over in Escanaba.
I'm assuming the disc golf course is getting a lot of use this winter.
I didn't even think of that. I'll have to go up and check that out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Brad, you haven't taken up that sport yet?
No, I've been out there, walked around, and parked up there, and it's great, great course. And
mm-hmm. I mean, they play it winter anyway.
Yeah.
But this nice weather, I'm assuming, is...
Yeah, I saw people, I was driving up in that area, and I saw people walking around with sweatshirts on last week, so I'm assuming it would be a great time to get out and give it a try.
Otherwise, budget season is coming real quick here for you, because you need a budget in a month and a half by April 1st. So how's that been going?
Where are you going? Good. We've been working.
Here.
Yep. I took a week off and I went out skiing out west, and now
you found snow, huh?
Yeah, found snow. There's a lot of snow in Utah and Colorado, if anybody's interested. We had our Vicky, the treasurer, and I had our meetings with all the supervisors, and they put in their requested budgets, and we've carved down on those, and we're pretty close right now. We're trying to get everything put together so we can have it for a presentation. And our first budget work session will be on the 29th, and the second one will be on 29th of February, and the second one will be on the 4th of March.
What are your goals with this budget?
Well, with the wastewater, our goal is to get the project finished off, and water is looking at some capital projects. They're going to do a couple of a few blocks of new main, and a bunch of lead service, lead lateral lines are going to be replaced. We don't have very many because we've been working on that since the 70s, so it's not going to be a major project for us to get rid of the rest of the lead. And one of the things, we have a committee we've been working on, and that is we're looking at a way to help boost funding for public safety. We've been holding back on public safety, and a big thing is we want to get a school resource officer, and we want to be able to fund our fire truck and our police cars. So we're looking at different options, on whether it be a millage or a special assessment, possibly for a few years, just to get us to the point where we're healthy again.
Of course, the ice rescues that you had shows the importance of being ready.
Yep.
For any type of emergencies, or even the fire here in Escanaba where Gladstone
mm-hmm.
helped out. You have to spend the money to be ready for those kinds of emergencies when you don't know when they're coming along.
Absolutely. And you know that the staff from public safety to DPW to Parks and Rec, Eric mentioned about kind of whittling down those budgets requests, and that they've done a phenomenal job these last 2-3 years with decreasing funds availability due to increased costs of material, doing business, maintaining the assets. And we want to get over that budget hump and give them some breathing room where we can fund the police car, fund the fire truck, do some of these projects that have maybe kind of been put on the back burner. And you know, give them that staff who's been doing a phenomenal job, the support that they need to go forward, so they're just not as squeezed in their budgets and can do the projects they want and keep providing those services even at a higher level than they have. So not that anything's been lacking anywhere, but they've been doing it very efficiently, but very tightly. And we're looking, you know, this year it'll be interesting to see once we have the work sessions. Where we can address some of those shortfalls, and where we need to focus on our funding, where that needs to go. So I just also wanted to mention that.
Well, I was going to ask you what your priorities were for the budget. Is that your priority then, or is there something else?
My priority, and I think the commission's priority, is to keep the MERS payments going. We've made great progress on that. We did get some assistance from some COVID money on that, but because we actually have been doing what we've been tasked to do and keeping our payments up, we are, I believe, 68% funded on our MERS, and that's going to keep going. But then too, where we've had to cut back on general fund things, public safety, DPW, Parks and Rec, once those MERS obligations are done, where we can start doing more improvements, more funding of more new equipment. Fire trucks, vitally important. New patrol car fund is vitally important. Making sure that we have the ability to hire and maintain the personnel needed for the city and the staff there to keep everything going for the citizens, that's important. So once we get down and we see what the numbers that the manager and staff have put together, we'll work through that. They always do a really good job, and once we get their input and we have a back and forth, it works out quite well. So I just want to mention that these workshops, these work sessions, they're open to the public, and I encourage the public to come.
It's at 5 p.m. This is the time you can have
this input. Is the time where they can see what's going on, inquire about why we're doing things, why we're doing them in these areas, why we're making these decisions. This is where it happens. It's at least 2 hours for 2 days, 2 or 3 hours. We have it scheduled for two. Usually it goes as long as we need to do. Sometimes we're like, well, we're still talking about this. Let's keep going. But if people want to come down and see the recipe for how the city operates for a whole year. And when we set this budget, this is our map for this year. We look at our five-year plan. We look at some of our long-term plans and how that's going to fit in, how this year's budget can fit into that. And that's kind of that game of fitting those puzzle pieces together. But I really encourage folks to come down, even if they can just come down for a little bit, get the budget packet, and see what's going on. And if they have questions, this is the time to do it. You know, as we come into the year, the budget year going forward, when we have something, people go, well, why are you doing this? This is the time right now. And this month, when we're having these work sessions, is where we're making these decisions.
Eric, how would you characterize your budget? Are you tight? Are you in trouble? Are you surplus?
I don't think we're in trouble. I think we've been running a balanced budget, but our fund balances aren't where they should be. That's what we're looking at. You know, you have to have healthy fund balances in order to be a healthy community and be able to do stuff that the residents want you to do. So, and the big thing is with as everybody knows, as everybody doesn't know, I guess, is that your tax dollars go to fund public safety, recreation, and the administration of City Hall, which is your clerk and your treasurer and the billing person, and so that's all your taxes go for. It doesn't, you know, and people sometimes will think their taxes go to pay for things, you know, like utility things, but that's not where they go. And the lion's share of the taxes, just the amount of money we bring in taxes pretty much covers public safety. It doesn't cover the other things. That's right around 1.8 million. I have so many numbers in
sure,
my head.
Sure. Well, I'm going to ask you one of those. What's the percentage your fund balance is at right now?
Our fund balance, we're at, I would say about between 15% and 20%.
Where do you want it to be?
Yeah, our auditor thinks we should be, minimum of 25%.
Okay.
So, we should have, you know, approximately $1 million in our fund balance for the general fund. And I know that sounds like a lot of money, but a new fire truck is approaching the cost of being $1 million. So right. They used to be, I remember when they were $300,000, and then they were $500,000, and now they're $800,000. And so the price of doing business in a municipality has definitely gone up.
Well, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. It's also tax day. I don't know whose great idea that was.
It just happened by the calendars. It's the last day to pay your winter taxes without a penalty. And there's believe me, if you pay it on Thursday, you'll get a penalty, because I've done that a couple times.
You learned the hard way, did you?
I brought the check in and forgot it in my wallet, and And so encourage whoever hasn't paid their taxes to come in.
Which in Gladstone is quite the list, because we've talked about this before, where they're deferring, a lot of times the property owners were deferring their taxes until that last payment.
Yep.
You were talking about when you were looking at your special assessments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tomorrow's tax day. Make sure you do that before you go out on the town at night.
Yep.
Before you get your when you're getting your flowers.
Yeah.
In town, candy. Swing by City Hall.
Or pasties. Do you have heart-shaped pasties?
We used to do it by special order, but yeah. We haven't in the last couple of years. But we might have to bring that back.
Just before we go, you did have a zoning change, and that's on the County Road 420. Is that for, which restaurant is that property for? You said it was a restaurant?
Yep, that's cleaning up all the splits that had happened at the golf course.
What's up at the golf course?
It's right next to the Oaks restaurant.
Okay.
It abuts that property. So it actually affects the cart shacks, which there has been a transfer of ownership in.
Mm-hmm.
And so to clean that up with the settlement that we've agreed upon and are working through, that we have to do some zoning changes on that so it can be used as a rental, storage rental now.
Who's the agreement with?
The agreement for the property is for the easement. Well, the big thing was when we finally looked at the property, it was noticed that we didn't have a public easement to the property, which was the golf course. If you were in the retirement village,
you went through their property.
You could go through that property, or if you went through the Oaks, you could get on through that property. So we got a good easement onto our property, which is the golf course. And then the other part was to give a easement through our property to the person who bought the cart sheds.
Okay. Otherwise, no movement as far as dealing with that issue yet?
We've had a little feeler put out from some people in Marquette, so we're going to explore that more once. We wanted to get the property all straightened out first.
As a golf course or development?
Because
you were thinking
as a golf course.
As a golf course.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, well, we'll look forward to hearing more about that in the future, okay?
Yep.
Eric Buckman and Brad Mantilla. Eric is the Gladstone City manager. Brad is the Gladstone City commissioner. Thank you guys so much for joining us here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. A special thanks to our sponsor, SwedishPimple.com. Check out all of the fishing lures made right here in the Upper Peninsula at SwedishPimple.com. You can continue to follow us at HometownEscanaba.com. We connect with the people, activities, and newsmakers from Escanaba and Michigan's Upper Peninsula.